Welcome to another episode of Coffee Chats with CPABC. My name is Carrie Wilcox, and I'm the Vice President, External Affairs and Communications at CPABC. And today we'll be talking about the findings from KPMG and BC Tech Association's latest BC Tech Report Card with BC Tech's President and CEO, Jill Tipping, and KPMG's Greater Vancouver Area's Industry Lead Partner for Technology, Media and Telecom, George Kondopoulos. Both of them are CPAs, and thank you for joining us today, Jill and George. How are you?
Very good, Carrie. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Yeah, great to be here, Carrie.
Thank you both for taking time. I know how busy you both are, and I'm sure I've been reading a lot of media reports about the BC Tech Report, so you're probably taking quite a few media calls right now as well. The biannual BC Tech Report Card is really something that my team always gets excited about. It's always interesting to see how BC's tech sector is continuing to grow and really gain momentum. Jill, can you speak briefly to the findings from the report?
Sure, Carrie. So the key finding that we're all really excited about is that BC's tech ecosystem continues to thrive. And in particular, when we look at the grade that BC's tech sector gets compared to other industrial sectors in BC, it's another A. This time, you know, fourth time in a row, it's an A. So it's super clear that, BC's economy is now a tech economy. It might not be the first industry that people think of, but we're contributing $17 billion to the province's GDP, and it's really starting to be a big provider of jobs across the province. So the tech sector is a top five sector, no matter which way you cut it. And we've also seen a really tremendously solid compound annual growth rate, because when we look at where BC's done well, we've sort of taken over from Alberta, which had put some really significant investments into their ecosystem, but we're striding ahead of them in terms of simple growth and also absolute size. So that's good. But I always like to say, you know, there's always a but.
Yeah, sadly.
And the but on this occasion is that if we look at how we're doing compared to other, say, U.S. states or other provinces of comparable size, our tech sector is still lagging a bit. And so as a result, we only get a B when we're compared to other provinces or other jurisdictions. And that's room for improvement that hopefully we can address in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great. As you've said, that we've been getting an overall A grade when you compare tech against other sectors in the province. And again, we've seen this happen over the last four reports. It's fantastic, and it really speaks to the ongoing growth of our tech sector and what an important role it plays in the economy. There's always a little bit of room to grow, and we can always strive to do better. But another interesting thing that I found in the report is that the tech sector employs 120,000 workers in the province, which is around 5% of the total workforce. And that was really a pretty big surprise to me. I knew the tech sector was very prevalent and growing, but I was still surprised to see how big a piece of the pie it actually was. George, can you tell us a little bit about the overall tech environment in BC?
Sure, Carrie. In the latest report, we found that the tech communities host nearly 11,000 companies from a really broad range of sectors or industries, including interactive and digital media, clean technologies, an area that's growing very quickly, life sciences, information and communication technology, as well as IT and engineering services. Geographically, it's not surprising that around two-thirds of the companies are located in what BC Stats refers to as the mainland southwest region, which is Fraser Valley, Greater Vancouver, Squamish, Lillooet, and the Sunshine Coast, 15% in the Vancouver Island Coast region, 8% in the Thompson-Okanagan region, and the remainder found in other regions across the province. But virtually all of the larger firms that employ more than 100 employees are located in the mainland and Vancouver Island regions.
So I might just add to George's point here, because that's one of the really interesting findings, is that in terms of size, the majority of our businesses are small to medium-sized enterprises, and they employ less than 50 employees, with nearly 80% employing less than 10 employees. So these are pure startups, right? And in fact, the data point that surprised me the most was the reality check that there's only 22 companies in BC that employ over 500 people in the tech sector. So there's clearly room to do more to build those larger enterprises that really anchor an ecosystem.
Yeah, that's such a great point about company size. I know we've talked a lot at CPABC, just about the economic makeup of the province and the fact that, obviously the tech sector is pretty comparable to a lot of other industries. We know that 98% of businesses in BC are small, and of that, 91% of all businesses actually have less than 10 employees. The tech sector does a little bit better. I think they're sitting at 80%, as you just mentioned, having less than 10 people. So it's doing a little bit better than the economy as a whole. But we really do need to focus on scaling up in this province. And, how are tech companies doing in terms of scaling up?
Yeah, scaling up is definitely a challenge for the tech sector. Our companies have tended to stay small or perhaps sell at an earlier stage than they would sell in other jurisdictions. Elsewhere, they might grow into a medium-sized or a large company before they think about selling, but here, our tech companies tend to sell a little bit early. So we do see, promisingly, that there's been an 18% increase in the number of companies employing more than 100 employees in the period covered by this report card. So that's good. But in absolute numbers, there's actually only 220 of those companies. So 22 with 500 or more employees, 220 with 100 or more employees. Imagine what we could do if we could double or triple the companies that are at that size. And so while there has been progress and the sector is definitely doing better than other sectors and certainly has tremendous upside potential, we've got to tackle the scale-up gap. We've got to get to the root of that because we've got to build the BC champions of the future.
And Kerry, just to add to Jill's comments, I mean, that is quite frankly the primary reason why we gave our tech sector, and we've given our tech sector a persistent B grade, really to serve as a call to action. I mean, when we look at the BC tech sector, there are a growing number of mid-sized companies, but we're still trailing other provinces like Ontario and Quebec. And to put some number, comparison, to put it in perspective, to be in the top 10% of tech companies in BC, you need more than 50 employees. You compare this to other geographies. For Canada, you need over 100 employees to be in the top 10%. In Germany, that's 150. Israel, you need 200 employees, and in California, you need 500. Clearly, BC lags behind those other areas.
Yeah, scaling up is so critical. We've really highlighted this issue in some of our past budget submissions to government. It's just critical if we actually want to attract global offices to BC and really just overall improve business productivity. Technology and innovation is absolutely central to making our workforce more productive, more efficient, and really anchoring some primary businesses here that are going to support higher wages, support overall growth in the province, support the tax base, all of those great things. And in particular now, I mean, we're in the middle of a global pandemic. Obviously, we're trying to look ahead and see why this recovery is going to be quite dependent on tech. And if you could, George, maybe just elaborate on why growth for this sector is just so important for BC's economy.
Sure. So our tech sector has been attracting some big names over the past several years. We've seen some global giants like Microsoft, Samsung, Salesforce, Amazon, Apple. I mean, these companies have been coming to BC and they continue to serve as magnets for additional companies. Talent in particular is a big one, and investment into the province. While at the same time, though, they are a challenge to domestic companies when you have some of these larger foreign companies, they do also help drive growth for the tech sector and help build an ecosystem, which, as we discussed earlier, is a major contributor to our provincial economy. But we need to also foster and retain local startups.
I really think that's a critically important point. But maybe we could talk for a little bit about why scale-ups matter. Why does it matter that we turn startups into scale-ups what's so great about scale-ups? Sometimes it's something we skip over too quickly, but I think it's important. So here's the reasons. They're more likely to create jobs. They're more likely to create well-paying jobs. They're more likely to create resilient jobs. They're more likely to attract investment capital.
Yeah.
They create spin-offs of new startups that are solving new problems. They're more likely to invest in R&D. They're more likely to remain in the community, and they're more likely to invest in the community, notably on charitable give back. And they're more likely at the end of the day to drive economic prosperity. So when you get to that medium-sized or larger stage, you're exporting to the world, you're bringing BC innovation to the world, you're also building the future economy of BC. And you can't do that with startups alone. You need the startups. They're thriving and they're incredibly important, but we need to support them to turn into scale-ups. Mm-hmm. So that's why in this report, we've made a fairly bold call that what we need is more sustained multi-year public investment in the kind of programs that can help startups grow from small to medium-sized and from medium-sized to large. I mean, the great news is that this problem has been solved elsewhere in the world. Most notably, it's been solved elsewhere in Canada. Ontario is doing a fantastic job. So what we can do is take those made in Canada solutions, deploy them in BC, and give those startups access to leadership training, helping them access new markets, helping them access subject matter experts and technical expertise, connect them with mentors and advisors that have done it before and can help them make the right choices as they grow their businesses. So stronger domestic investments and growth supports, those are the two things that are needed to close the gap between us and our competitors in the US and around the world.
Well, and again, just so critical. And we have so many success stories in BC that we can draw from. And we know that when these companies get access to additional resources and additional support, they really can make that leap. And you know, in CPABC's newsroom, we've actually been highlighting some of the tech disruptors who either were fast-tracked or have really developed in response to COVID. And we've got some great examples here in BC of homegrown companies that are really making important impacts. We've got Well Health's virtual clinics, Traction Guest Visitor Management System, Thinkific's virtual learning platform. You know, all of these companies are having such an immense impact here in BC. And really, based on the innovation we've seen by all businesses through this pandemic, I'm sure there are a ton more examples out there, but those are just some of the ones that we focused on because we have members who work in those companies. So we like to really highlight the good works that our members are doing out there, especially through COVID. George, can you touch on how COVID-19 impacted the sector and how tech businesses have navigated through it?
Sure. The COVID-19 pandemic has had a dramatic and inconsistent impact on different sectors of the economy. However, because the tech sector was less affected by supply chain disruptions and restrictions on the movement of people and goods, we've generally seen that tech businesses have been less impacted by the pandemic when compared to other sectors such as tourism and travel. You couple this with shifting priorities in many businesses. For example, in two recent reports prepared by KPMG, the 2020 CIO survey and the 2020 CEO outlook, these reports highlighted the fact that businesses are fast tracking their digital transformation. They're increasing the adoption of emergent technologies and increasing their IT budgets to meet the challenges that have been brought on by the pandemic. This has driven increased demand for services and products that are produced by many of the tech companies in the BC tech sector. This is particularly true, for example, for biotech companies, which have seen the value and demand for innovation in their sector increase as a result of the pandemic.
Well, and George, you and I were chatting a little bit before we started recording about some research the profession is doing nationally to assess the, you know, impact of the pandemic on business and, you know, how are our members adapting? And we saw a massive increase in technological adoption and innovation since the pandemic started. And we've been sitting in on roundtables and I've heard many people actually make the comment, we've done 5 years worth of projects in 6 months to fast track different technologies and to really bring them into the mainstream, because even if they had access to them, people weren't using them. They didn't have to, they sort of stuck with their old ways. And so, you know, I think it's really is exciting to at least see a bit of a silver lining in the sense that maybe businesses in BC and Canada are going to become a bit more technologically adept and start becoming a bit more innovative. And it's really promising to see, you know, tech sector providing that stability as some of our typical economic mainstays, as, you know, as you mentioned, tourism experiencing severe challenges through this pandemic. However, the report does highlight how even in the tech space, new barriers have actually emerged from COVID. Jill, what barriers are tech businesses facing right now?
Well, the thing we have to remember is that tech is all about talent. Sometimes people think it's about computers. No, it's all about talent. It's all about the human ingenuity that comes up with the technological solutions. So similar to lots of other industries, lots of us in the tech sector have adapted to a remote and distributed working environment. Some have faced some constraints preventing them from achieving optimal performance, like, you know, travel restrictions that prevent them from attracting international talent, which was a really big key to our successful sector. And it can get in the way of building relationships with companies and customers outside of BC, or, you know, really developing your partnerships. But shifting to a work from home environment, shifting to a world where you're remote from your customers, is made it difficult for some companies, but it's also been one of those barriers that people innovate around. Because we know that if we want to be successful in this global world, we're going to need to find a way to be successful despite those constraints. So there have definitely been ways in which the tech sector has been affected. I wouldn't in any way want to say that we were immune. But what I'm pleased about is it's really triggered our problem solving and our creativity to help us innovate around those challenges.
Yeah, I think adaptability and resilience are going to be the buzzwords for 2020 in terms of how different companies in different sectors were able to really innovate and really just stay afloat and in some cases thrive. George, can you sort of touch on looking ahead, are there any challenges that could potentially affect the growth of the sector?
I'd love to say that we found none, but it's not the case. There definitely are speed bumps in the road ahead for the sector. As part of the interviews that we did with executives in the creation of the report, we definitely identified a few repeated themes, I guess. Access to talent is a limiting factor for growth. Companies did say that it's becoming easier to access talent, especially foreign talent. And part of the reason for that is programs such as the Global Talent Stream that the federal government introduced that allow companies to bring in foreign talent a lot quicker than it used to take. But there will always be a global fight for talent, and it doesn't matter where you go, Silicon Valley or here, everyone complains about the lack of people. Other areas are just obtaining Canadian customers. Companies have said getting Canadian customers is hard. Canadian customers are less willing to take a risk on new technology. So they go to foreign markets, the US, for example. And then just generally providing small to medium-sized companies with domestic capital, R&D resources, and go-to-market support so they can reach their full potential. The BC tech sector has done a lot to catch up with its provincial peers and close that gap. And now, quite frankly, is not the time to take the foot off the pedal.
Absolutely. And I think if anything, we need to press it down even further and faster and really try and continue to grow this important sector. Well, I've really enjoyed our conversation here today. I always enjoy talking to two individuals like yourselves who are so plugged into such a critical sector in terms of our economic growth, and in particular, our economic future as we start moving through this pandemic and looking at recovery. Thank you so much for taking time today to share the findings from the BC Tech Report Card. Jill and George, thank you again for your time. I hope you have a happy holiday season. Stay warm, healthy, and safe.
Thanks, Carrie. Happy holidays to you and yours.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us and spotlighting the report. Thanks, Carrie.
It was our pleasure, and maybe in 2 years we can do it again.
Definitely.
Well, thank you for joining us today for another episode of Coffee Chats with CPABC. You can find the full report at wearebctech.com or kpmg.ca. And you can read our article on the report at bccpa.ca/newsroom. Stay tuned for more as we continue to share the thought leadership of our members and the organization. Throughout this series, we'll tackle timely and relevant topics for our members and students, as well as the public. If you have any questions or suggestions, you can always reach us on social media. Follow us on Twitter at @CPA_BC, Facebook or Instagram at @CPABC, or find us on LinkedIn. See you next time.